What are your expectations for Randall Cobb for this week?
My expectations? My expectations for Randall and for all of our guys is just to practice and prepare and get ready for Chicago.
So you're expecting him to practice today?
I'm hopeful everybody practices today.
What are the characteristics of a John Fox coach team?
Characteristics of a John Fox coach team? The first thing is, there's a clear-cut philosophy that I think it runs through, all three programs he's put together, Carolina and Denver and now Chicago. And, obviously the belief in running the football, stopping the run. They've done an excellent job in taking care of the football and taking the football away. So I think those are common threads that run through all the teams he's coached.
Mike, there's obviously a lot of twists and turns in an off season. Are you happy with where this team's at?
I'm happy where we are?
Yeah, 4 days before the opener.
Yeah, I feel good where we are. I mean, we're this is the first step. Every year is different. Every football team's different. Every challenge this time of year is different. It's clearly, I think these are the most difficult games to win early in the season because of the unknowns. The average is 30% unscouted looks that occur in the opening game. So, those are the things that we're focusing on, the challenges that are in front of us with Chicago playing down there. Have to get out there and, check the surface. We got, young players that are going to be playing in this rivalry for the first time. So we're just really focused on the education and preparation of, what it takes to win a game at Chicago.
Speaking of the rival, when does that preparation start? I mean, not preparation, but the education part of it. When does that start, and what do you tell those young guys?
Well, it happens. It happens usually at a different time each and every week, and it hadn't happened yet. But there'll definitely be an education before they step on the field.
Like you talked a lot about the rivalry the other day. Is there anything different about the Bears game being in the opener? You opened against them a couple times.
Well, it's definitely different. I think this is the first time we've opened with them being a brand new staff. So I think that's clearly makes for a totally different challenge.
You've had a lot of success against Cutler. Is there anything you can point to there of what you guys have done defensively against him?
Sure, and I'll draw a lot for you right here in front of everybody. I mean, exactly what it is. Hey, Jay Cutler's a talented quarterback. He can make all the throws. We have played well in some games in the past, but it's irrelevant. He's running a different offense. Just watching him play last year and watching him play this year, even talking with the defense this morning, there's some things that are precisely different. I think his mechanics and some of the things that he's just shown in preseason is an improvement over the past. So very talented, can make all the throws, tough guy. So we're getting ready for him and his new offense.
Mike, do you feel the team is more prepared now than maybe in the past to deal with a dynamic tight end like Martellus Bennett?
Well, Bennett is definitely a focal point. He's very talented. His ability to play from on the line and off the line and just all the displaced formations that they use him in. So, we have to match up against those guys, and it's a big part of our perimeter focus. But he's a very talented, productive tight end. Obviously, he got a lot of targets last year, and I'm sure that's going to be the case in this new offense.
Okay, I know you don't. When you get a guy, you don't go in with expectations for them, but maybe you go in with hopes. Was Julius everything last year that you hoped he would be? And in what ways do you think he impacted your team, both on the field and the presence he has, all those kinds of things?
I think Julius Peppers was probably one of the biggest or the biggest impact on our football team last year. I think we all were confident, in the type of player that was coming to Green Bay, from competing against him in the past. But the personality and the uniqueness of the man and the way he interacts with his teammates is special. So, and his role as a leader continued to grow throughout the season. So I thought he made a big impact to our team last year.
He gave that speech, and the guys joked that he went longer than he was supposed to. I think you joked about it, too, before a game once. But as a coach, what did you see in terms of how he interacted with his players that struck you?
Well, it's the connection. It's just, just the tidbit from today's meeting. You know, everybody talks about living a successful life, and the only way that's really calculated or you live a successful life is by how many people you impact. So the ability to impact people, whether it's professionally, personally, before a game, in a charitable moment, regardless of how it happens, he has the ability to impact people.
Mike, how's the process of getting James Jones acclimated different than bringing in a guy who had never been here before?
Well, James Jones has the foundation. I mean, he knows the history of the offense. The starting points are already there. He was with Ben McAdoo in New York, so, I mean, there's going to be some carryover there for him as he comes here. So it's just really going through the things that have changed since he's left.
Do you have to give him extra time this week to get him up to speed, or how do you treat that?
I mean, we'll max it out. James was here yesterday. Actually, the majority of our team was here yesterday, so on their day off. And so, I mean, I'll have all the confidence. We'll be ready to go.
Mike, it seemed like you guys had three pretty capable options with that number three running back job. What did you think about, Alonzo Harrison? What made him the best fit for this offense?
I mean, Alonzo Harris is a part of our football team. He earned it, and I think he has a tremendous upside. I'm glad he's here.
He's good. Thank you.
Thank you.